I want to head out to the SDCCU fan hotline. A great honor to have this gentleman on. He calls the Amarillo Sod Poodle baseball game. Sam Levitt joins us on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, Sam, and thanks for the time. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be with you. Greetings from the Texas Panhandle.
Hey, I've been to Amarillo. I used to coach once upon a time down at Texas Tech, right down the road from there, and Amarillo's a nice town.
It is a nice town, and now it's got affiliated minor league baseball again. So it's a beautiful city, great people, and it's good to have the Sod Poodles here.
Tell us a little bit about the Sod Poodles. They're 28 and 27. I believe they're a game out of first place in their division right now. How have the fans responded? I know last night they had over 6,100, but overall, how have the fans responded to getting Double-A baseball back in town?
It's been an amazing experience for everybody involved. You know, we had, like you said, 6,100 plus here last night. This team in this brand new ballpark, brand new minor league city in downtown Amarillo, has averaged over 6,000 the first couple of months, which, you know, for minor league baseball is absolutely tremendous. The ballpark only holds around 7,000, so 6,000 a night is absolutely incredible. And last night with Fernando Tatis Jr. here, there was that much more of a buzz in the ballpark and around the city. It's been an amazing experience. I mean, the fan support has been unbelievable. It's a town in an area that did not have affiliated minor league baseball for almost 40 years. So they were ready for this. They got a sparkling brand new stadium. That's incredible. It's been, I think, everything and more that anybody could have hoped for in so many different ways. And for me, on a personal level, it's been an amazing experience to broadcaster, to interact with these fans. I mean, they're into it every night. They make this stadium loud. They're into the baseball, and it's been just a tremendous experience here on the Panhandle.
We're visiting with Amarillo Sod Poodles play-by-play man Sam Levitt joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. Sam, let's talk about Fernando Tatis Jr. Last night, 1-for-3, couple of walks. His one hit was an infield hit. He had a stolen base, a run scored. From your vantage point last night, could you kind of break his appearance down for us?
Yeah, I think it went about as well as you could have hoped for, by all accounts. I mean, just from what I saw up here and what he said to the media after the game, he seemed healthy. He said he felt 100%. I think the really good news is there were a couple of times in last night's game where he really had to let it loose and had to hustle down the line. He stole a base. He beat out an infield single, a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop made a nice play on, spun, threw a good throw to first base, and he beat it out. And he was running hard all the way. So that was a really good sign. You know, he defensively looked good at the plate. The swings looked good. He had a couple of big cuts and looked, you know, perfectly healthy. And like that hamstring is feeling really, really nicely. So from all accounts and everything he said after the game and what it looked like on the field, you know, it would look like he, as long as everything goes well in the rest of this rehab assignment, he's going to be back to you guys in San Diego hopefully sooner rather than later, because last night he certainly looked ready and looked healthy. And from what he said after the game, he felt very, very good.
Sam, did you get any inclination when he actually came down there to have that rehab game last night? You know, was he going to play 2-3 games? Was there any timetable put on it there in Amarillo?
Yeah, well, you know, you heard Andy Green say it a couple of days ago that the timetable would you know, basically, you know, matter upon how he feels and his timing and things like that. You know, look, I still haven't seen the lineup for today. I know that there was a pretty good chance he'd be in the lineup again tonight. So once we get the lineups, we'll put that out on social media and let everybody know what the situation is today. But I would imagine there's a good chance he's back in the lineup tonight and back in an Amarillo uniform. But as far as the timetable, I can't confirm anything. You know, I've still yet to see the lineup today. I should have that in a couple of hours here. And, you know, hopefully if he is in the lineup tonight and back in the Sod Poodles uniform, once that's confirmed, hopefully he has another good one, feels good, and is back to San Diego pretty soon. But we should find that out for sure in the next couple of hours.
Sam Levitt joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline, play-by-play voice of the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Again, Fernando Tatis Jr. making his first rehab start last night, 1-for-3, a couple of walks, stolen base, a run scored, and his one hit was an infield hit. I wanted to ask you about some of the other top guys in that on that ball club that the Padres, I know, think very highly of, and a couple of them right now are actually on the IL. Pedro Avila, who we saw earlier in the year, he's on the 7-day IL right now. And a right-handed pitcher by the name of Reggie Lawson, who was a really high pick just a few years ago. What's the update on those two guys?
Yeah, I mean, those two guys are still on the IL. I mean, we saw, you know, limited action of Pedro Avila. Obviously, he made a start in Arizona with San Diego and did really well. He's still working his way back. And Reggie Lawson, before he went down, he was actually pitching really well. So, hopefully, the stints on the IL, come to an end at some point for those two guys. Obviously both very talented, arms, and, you know, this team with the Sod Poodles and really in the Padres system as a whole, I mean, there are talented arms all over the place, whether you talk about a guy like an Adrian Morahone, a guy in Andres Munoz, who's now up at AAA, who was just sensational here at AA. So there's, you know, it's amazing. I mean, you talk about the talent that is already there in San Diego, you know, whether it's here at AA or at AAA or at High A, there is more on the way. And certainly Avila and Lawson, two of those guys who fall in that category as far as very talented arms. And hopefully they come off the IL at some point.
Hey, Sam, tell me a little bit about the shortstop, Owen Miller. This guy was drafted a year ago by the Padres in the third round, had a great rookie season. How's he faring so far? It sounds like he's doing a pretty good job from what I've heard.
Yeah, he's been so much fun to watch. I mean, when you put it in perspective that Owen Miller a year ago was playing college baseball, I mean, he got drafted. The draft was last night, so he got drafted almost exactly a year ago. To be at AA and put up the numbers that he's put up has been simply sensational. I mean, yesterday he came in ranking second in hits in the Texas League, batting .305, and you just look at the box score every night, and he's got a hit or two, and he's a pure hitter, sprays it around, has some power, plays a good steady infield, plays a little short, plays a little second base. He's a really, really nice player, and I think he's opened the eyes of a lot of people. I mean, obviously a third-round pick last year out of Illinois State, so, you know, a third-round pick, I mean, that's somebody that you want to keep your eye on. But the numbers have certainly been there, and just watching him every day, I mean, he's a great kid, great personality, hard worker, seems like a very even-keel personality. And you look up, and every night he's got a couple of hits, and, you know, Philip Wellman, the manager here at AA for San Diego, has called him, you know, just a hitter, and I agree. I mean, he just knows how to hit, sprays it around, has a great approach, goes the other way as well as anybody in that lineup, and he's been a ton of fun to watch.
Sam Levitt of the Amarillo Sod Poodles, our play-by-play voice, joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. Sam, I wanted to ask you about a couple of other players. One of them is on the IL as well. You guys got a lot of guys on the IL right now, but his third baseman, Hudson Potts, the guy's got big-time power, but it sounded like he was really scuffling at the plate before he went on the IL.
Yeah, you know, I think you have to keep it in perspective with Hudson. He's 20 years old, you know, and that's the thing about some of these guys that the Padres have had at AA with Amarillo this year. There are a lot of young guys. I mean, to start the year, Amarillo had the three youngest players in the Texas League, and Adrian Morahone, Hudson Potts, and Andres Munoz. So, you know, Potts in particular, he's very young. I think he's shown some real flashes. I mean, he has tremendous power. He's had some stretches where he's played very, very well. He's a good defender, but, you know, I think it's normal stuff for a 20-year-old here at AA. You know, he came up to AA last year, struggled a bit, got off to a slow start this year. You know, hopefully he'll be off the IL soon. And you know, Philip Wellman has said it, and I agree with him. I think when you look at the numbers at the end of this year, I think you're going to see some really good things from Hudson Potts. And again, I think you have to look at the youth. I mean, he's 20 years old here at AA, which is really young. I mean, you know, AA is considered the highest jump there is in minor league baseball, where you really get tested. And he's shown flashes, and he's had stretches where he's had really, really good at bat. So My expectation for Huddy is that he's going to figure it out and really gain that consistency that you'd like to see shown flashes of that. And hopefully, as a 20-year-old, he takes this season at Double A and uses it to his advantage as a learning experience and continues to get better and better. But obviously, somebody the Padres are high on, a former first-round pick, and he's shown flashes of what he's all about and what he can do, and has great power, has a good glove. So I think he's gonna find that consistency and really put together a nice year.
Sam, finally, last player, and this guy's a great athlete. He's a switch hitter. He can play center field. He can play any of the three outfield spots, but primarily a center fielder. And that's Buddy Reed. I know he got off to a good start, but he's really cooled off. And what's been the biggest problem? Has it been making contact for him?
Yeah, you know, obviously the average isn't where necessarily you'd want it to be. He had a great start to the year. I mean, you know, the thing about Buddy is he is as athletic as anybody on the field at any given time. Can run, plays great defense in the outfield, has a great arm, is so athletic and dynamic. Again, you know, much like I said about Hudson Potts, and I think you can say this, about every player here at Double A when they come up and maybe they have some struggles, it's about just finding that rhythm and that consistency. And I think the same thing rings true for Buddy. He's got all the tools to be a really, really good player. And he's certainly shown the ability and stretches where he's done great things on the field this year. But again, it's about the consistency and getting that batting average up and collecting a couple of hits a night. And, I think Buddy Reed to me is still, and Hudson Potts and so many other guys on this team right now, is a really exciting prospect for a number of reasons, just because of that athleticism, and he has power, and he plays good defense, and he's a quick guy. There's a reason that you've heard his name and that you're asking me about him. So, again, it's about the consistency for Buddy and finding a way to hit a little bit more consistently, and hopefully you see that towards the end of the first half here at Double A and as we go into the second half. And, two very, very talented guys that I think have very bright futures in Potts and Reed. And again, it's about that key word, consistency and doing it every day and hitting for a bit of a higher average.
Well, hey, Sam, I certainly appreciate it. Keep up the great work. Excited for you. Excited for all the folks in Amarillo. It's always been a great baseball town. You mentioned it's been 40 years since they've had affiliation with a professional ball club. I know they've had a lot of independent teams come in and out of mm-hmm. there, but glad everything's going well. It's a great town, and I thank you so much for coming on. We'll do this again sometime.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on. And yeah, absolutely. It's been an amazing experience here. And I know if you're listening in San Diego, maybe Amarillo, Texas isn't circled on your vacation list, but I'm telling you, if you like baseball, a beautiful new stadium, you see the Padres of tomorrow. It's an amazing thing here right now in this inaugural season. So I appreciate you having me on.
Take care, Sam. Good luck.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There you go. That's Sam Levitt, the play-by-play voice of the Amarillo Sod Poodles there in the Texas League, joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. And remember, you can vote SDCCU for the best credit union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.